and opposition party. They think when they are not in power, then they have to oppose what the ruling party does. There is need for civic education in our politicians.
Lawrence raised an interesting point. He said, when the UPNU in opposition, did they ever praise? And if I'm being honest, we never used to hear any of that, literally to none of that. But does it, should that be the basis? Does it mean that trend should continue? That
yeah,
now that
this never used to happen, we should also carry on with the same.
So do they have to get a taste of their own medicine, or should things be changed where when you see something good, you commend? If you see something that can be improved, if you have to criticize, you get to criticize. Positive criticism. Shouldn't that be the conversation? Yeah, it's 2026, and I guess building up to the election, you'll see a lot of politics at play. But for now, though, this is where we end our breakfast menu conversation. We have the main news at 8 with Lucy Ogondwe coming up next. Thank you for your calls and your messages that have come through.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Chief Chikwanda urges history and culture to guide constituency naming and delimitation exercise. Hopes and doubts among Kabwe residents as Mulungushu Textiles is set to reopen later this year. In global news, Ukraine's ex-energy minister detained whilst attempting to leave the country. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Chief Chikwanda of the Bemba-speaking people in Muchinga province is calling for history and heritage to guide the naming of new constituencies in the ongoing delimitation exercise. In an interview with Phoenix News, Chief Chikwanda says constituency creation and naming must reflect cultural identity, historical landmarks, and traditional structures of the people. The traditional leader notes that names carry meaning and identity. He adds that disregarding historical context could weaken community attachment and cultural pride. He is appealing to relevant authorities to engage traditional leadership and local communities before finalizing names under the delimitation process. Chief Chikwanda emphasized that respecting heritage and national processes like delimitation will promote unity and preserve Zambia's rich cultural legacy.
Pimbi, in fact, in a machine of Koyafuma Muchinga province, Rupiri, so we have to say name constituents from nowhere. There must be a basis in their constituents, so that now, when you are in constituents, you are on a chawe chikwena, if we are the owners, Pantu Chafuma, Ishinariafuma Munomine Twai Karakuri, so. So I think that should be the guiding principle. Let them consult the local people. Then they will guide them as to the names, because the people will feel ownership.
Kabwe residents have expressed mixed views over the scheduled reopening of Mulungushu Textiles in the district. Residents talked to by Phoenix News are skeptical about the move, saying it is just a political tool used during elections, whilst others are concerned about government's track record of unfulfilled promises. The residents say they do not expect much from the planned reopening, stressing that past promises have yielded nothing and they expect the same this time around. They have questioned the timing, questioning why government has been silent over the past years. But other residents have expressed optimism, believing the reopening will bring the much-needed development to Kabwe. And in an interview with Phoenix News, the Kabwe Chamber of Commerce President Kapai Banda says the reopening of the China Malongoshi textiles will boost local business and employment. He hopes the facility will prioritize companies in Kabwe as suppliers.
No, the opening will definitely impact positively our business in Kabwe, and our hope is that our local businesses will rise to the occasion and see how they can tap into the opportunities that come with the reopening of Malongoshi. Obviously, we are hopeful that this time round it's going to be a sustainable operation, and we know that to not only help the business community, but also we to be able to employ some of our locals, and thereby also improving the economy of Kawa in terms of disposable income that is coming to Kawa. So it's a positive thing, and we are very hopeful that with the reopening, it will definitely have a spillover in terms of the businesses benefiting from what is happening.
Malongoshi Textiles machinery has successfully been installed and tested in readiness for the commissioning of the facility later this year. ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Tembatemba has expressed concern that there is little detailed information from lawmakers on how the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is being implemented. Ms. Tembatemba notes that despite CDF being described as a game changer in national development, such general statements are not enough. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Tembatemba is challenging members of parliament to publicly disclose how CDF is improving lives in their constituencies. She says it is time for comprehensive feedback now that they have returned from their various areas. She has urged lawmakers to prioritize transparency and accountability in CDF utilization, stressing citizens' rights to know how public funds are allocated, managed, and monitored for equitable and sustainable development.
We also just want to see Parliament also playing a key oversight role on some of the issues, especially around the CDF. I think we've not seen a lot. I think what we've just seen is Parliament just giving us, in some of them. But they've not given us the real detail we want to see how CDF is actually operating in their constituencies. I believe that they had an opportunity to visit their constituencies, and now I think we just need to get feedback on how CDF is improving the livelihoods of the most Zambians in these constituencies.
UPND Ikalengi Member of Parliament Elijah Muchema says President Hakainde Hichilema has fulfilled the party's famous slogan of Bali will fix it ahead of this year's general elections. In an interview, Dr. Muchema says President Hichilema has done what no other leader could achieve within 4 years. He adds that Zambians should be appreciative of the progress made so far. Dr. Muchema cites achievements such as a stable exchange rate and an improved economy as clear demonstrations of the Bali will fix it promise. He adds that Zambia's outlook is now promising due to President Hichilema's sound leadership, considering the state he found the country in.
President Hichilema person what another person could do in a space of 4 years by going into the 5 years.